next one, we're holding Amud Kuf Nun Aleph on the left side. So we spoke about the Fechius and that everything comes from, that everything's included when you have something, Dama Vifucho, everything's included in that Nekuda. Now he's going to add another Inyan relating back to that which he spoke about, that everything Kaiso Shachar Shbrochu. Voidesh Chaladas, Ka Pesachu Atzmoy Mashi Yisroelim Lashem. The entire Teichen of Pesach has to do with the fact that Klal Yisroel is Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mo Shem Yisroel Pa Mahar B'moit. V'acha Madrigal Yoyin Azoy Shei Yisroel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, this Nekuda that Klal Yisroel is Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu only and has no independent Mahalchim, two things come out of it. Nimshach HaChazeh HaGeula Shua Matzah. You get both things. You get matzah symbolizing gula, and you get shibud symbolizing the shibud which is coming from the mekabel. V'akol hu mitzad sheish lehem madregel yoyin azois ulefikach ha-pesach necha matzah. In other words, it's as if, imagine it's like a triangle. We're saying Pesach is the fact that Klal Yisrael is shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like he spoke before about the union of Chayas and Rachmim, that Rachmim is shayach to something that's of you and part of you, and that's goyrim one of two matzahim. Ka-pesach ma-shei Yisrael na-shem shenikra pesach shem she-posach Albatan Yisrael lo yamashus behem v'zeo b'shul she-yisrael na-shem yisbach, I said before v'ein dover makiv mashu shaloi v'yisrael heim shal Hashem yisbarach v'meshem avodim oibn lefanav v'adei zeh hoyu nitzoylim v'ashu yisbaya lemala u'min ha-medregal yoyna she-yisrael she-kodesh baruch hu dover zeh mevi gula mevi yus. That same dagger that it's not part of a hemshech of any anhaga brings both golus and meriris together. Ki kein noisen amida kashem shlemi reshem agula vashir shem chesaron. That same inyan is going in both a geula when they're shlemim and shibud nev chesaron. Let's talk about this nekuda because this is a very central nekuda to the inyan. And take a look at the bottom. There's a quote from Morik Subis. It says that Hashechem Yisrael, it says when the daughter of Nakim Goyin went to look for food, and it says Hashechem Yisrael bizman when Shem Oilem, Rabbi Yechna said bizman Shem Oilem Oilem Lamala v'nal Sheyod Yod Lamata. So the teichin of that is what's the Hashechem bizman Shem Yod Lamata. So let's talk about it. Let's discuss it a bit. If a person, let's say a person hears that somebody else did an Avera, it bothers him, he thinks it's not right, he should do something about it. If a person hears that a woman was Mizana, it's terrible, not good, so on and so forth. If it's his wife, you get a Mida that's called Kina. You get a Mida that's called that he's being Mekana Le'ishtoi. And the point of kina is only shayach to something which is shayach to your nekuda, The Gemara says, klum giba miskana elabi giba kamoisei. Nobody, for instance, if somebody tells me, I don't know, Gates has $10 billion, aren't you jealous? Not really. I mean, it's money that has no shayach to where you have. But somebody, if I have $100,000 and somebody has $200,000 and he's my league, that's where kinna comes into play. Kinna is something which is to do very much with my sense of possession. So in kinna, in the sense of jealousy, is I have a havamina to have a kinyan in it. The word kinna is kind of comes from the word kinyan. It's the same. It's the same nekuda. Things that are shaykh to me and I wrongly perceive that you take it from me. In other words, the typical kinna is I feel I should get this much attention from you, and instead of that he's getting it. I should get this money and he's having this money. So kinyan is a mida in that way. Kinyan is also the mida when something that's mine is being taken away from me. If it's my wife and somebody else is living with her, that's called lekanes ishtei. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the midah when Chaisol is over avodah zarah. That's where it arouses the kinas Hashem tzvakas, and that's the type of inyan where it says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It says kikotza hamatza mihistarea. The bed is too short. There's somebody else in the relationship that doesn't belong there. So avodah zarah specifically arouses kina. Is parallel to the kinah of an ishtar. So if Klal Yisrael would not belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there would not be the sense of possessing Klal Yisrael. There would not be the kinah on the other side also. If they wouldn't have that special anhagah l'toiva, they would never have special anhagah l'ra. When you see that somebody's very upset when somebody did something, So I know that it bothers you because you feel it's you. If your kid does something bad, the brightest mechanech that can teach and preach patience and everything for somebody else's kid, with your own kid you get very upset. Part of it is because you feel you care for him, and part of it is you feel your own metzias is going down the drain. If my kid steals, chas v'shalom, so the pshat is, I'm a ganef. I'm almost a ganef because it's me. My kid is me. Where did he learn? Where did he hear? Where did he see it? You know, where does he get it from? Where is Yisrael? It's me. So because there's a very strong sense of identification, that's why there's a very strong sense of a very powerful backlash when it goes wrong. An umma does better and does worse. There isn't the sharp rebuff of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The famous Jewish saying, that joke, I guess, that somebody, there was a guy doing stupid shtick in the street, and everybody's standing around and laughing and clapping and having fun, and one guy is standing there very seriously, and someone turns to him and says, "Don't you think this fool is really, really entertaining?" He says, "I think so, but he happens to be my fool. So you know, it's not so entertaining when it's your own fool." The midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking kina is also a result of it. Like the Kuzari says, in the most powerful words, Kuzari says, the raya that we have a living God, and Umas Olam do not have a living God, is, he says, no, they never had nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh and all of those elements, and neither, he says, you know, he says no, there was no Shechina and no divine presence and nothing in their temples, and neither was there a churban of their temples when they sinned. There was a natural historical process, you know, nations rise, nations get fat, nations it fall apart internally, nations are attacked externally, and so on. But to say that there was such a powerful retribution as you have Beis HaMikdash, that was only Shaykh because of his. So that's what he says. The Karban Pesach makes us aware that it's two sides of the same coin. So this is another perspective. It's on the same. In other words, the Maharal is giving us now probably the third Mahalach. And if they're really different faces of the same Mahal, different faces of explaining anything. The point you're trying to explain is the kricha of matzah and marah together on the Pesach. We mentioned yesterday that, 2 days ago, that the Karban Pesach is what makes the matzah and marah together. And the way he's explaining it now, it's exactly that. It is the same sense of being Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brings those two Mahal from out. The closeness creates extraordinary hanhagas l'tova and extraordinary hanhagas l'ra. Boy, achas haPesach v'shemanu l'mayla meir al shana Kodesh Baruch Hu u'bishul kach yesh yitzili yisol mirshus ha'umis. It also, since we're shach Kodesh Baruch Hu, we never stay trapped by the umis. Kehu yesh baruch alakei lekim ha'umis l'kol ha'koyach l'kol umis u'bishvul zan yichoyen lotzis mirshus ha'umis. V'im lo kein Beis etzani cholos es meshus mitzrayim im loy bezeshon loy yisparach vu motzios on meshus acherim. So normally speaking, avdus is a kinyan, and when somebody possesses an evet, somebody was chazoka as a kinyan when you kovish something works. You can be kovish and umen, it's yours. By what right is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mafkia Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael became the Mitzrim, the Mitzrim's possession. I mean, Abdus is a parish in the Torah, it's a hidden Torah. The Teretz is, but we have a previous owner. We have somebody, our Metzias is not, it could never have become Shaykh to the Mitzrim because there is an ownership that someone else is. And that's why we have more of a shibud, worse, a tougher shibud than otherwise. Let's explain this point also. He says by other umas holam, since they have a malach and they're equal, they cannot be mishubet to somebody else, and except for Klai Yisrael. First of all, it sounds counterintuitive. It sounds Klai Yisrael is worse. Secondly, what does it mean? Nations capture each other all the time. I mean, that's what history is all about. Countries capturing other countries, and that's that. I think what he means is like this. Italians came to America. So the first Italians that came to America and did not, they called themselves Italian Americans, and they had a little club of Italian Americans and so on and so forth. It didn't last very long. There are no Italian Americans. They're Americans. Same thing with the Irish. Same thing with everyone. There is no such thing as being a different Ummah under an Ummah. Your Ummah disappears. Either you go back to Italy or you become American. Because what does it mean I'm an Italian under American domination? There's no such real Metzias. In countries that capture other countries that didn't take them into themselves, when you try to go into a country, you very rarely matzliach to assimilate them. But when you bring it into your own country, you become assimilated. So nobody walks around saying that he's Ukrainian because his grandfather came from Ukraine. It's not a thing. I mean, he's American. Maybe he'll know something, maybe won't know something. So every Ummah, because it's an anomaly, you can't say, well, are you this, are you this? What do you mean you're Italian under America? Klal Yisrael, their Hagdarah is mufka from the metzias of a specific Ummah. So b'meila, the Jews remain Jews in America and in Russia and in Germany and wherever, even though they're under another Ummah. Because the Shem, Klal Yisrael, is not a stira to the metzias that they're in, really. So they're constantly avodim in that metzias, even though they are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them back. So Moshe Madav Adoyme, if I buy something that I can purchase, I purchase something, it becomes mine, I make a kinyan on it, it's a my reshus, and it's mine, and that's that. If I steal something, which I cannot be kona, if somebody else's bailus does not go off it, if it's hegdish, then it stays in my reshus as someone else's. That's how it remains. And b'meila, it never becomes part of me. So Klal Yisrael is not shaykh to the same framework of umis and so on. Shema ta'ima, shal ta'ima, ki Yisrael mishutof me'umos, that they're of the same nature. Shem hoyu mishutof me'umos, ach rasom el chelik malach, o shaykh b'zeh ein koach nogea b'mucha l'chaveiro. Then it's shaykh to say that they don't have a shlita. Aval ein li Yisrael shavim me'umos. Kidom shesheshevim acha, v'rosh zecher zecher etsheni, en echad negeh b'chelak acha shekach nechlak. שזה שייך דווקא באומוס שהם סבאים שבעים, סורי, וכל אחד יש חלק מחולק מחברו, ובמה שהם מחולקים לא יתוכן שיקון הזה ושעושה שהם ישוב את זה לזה. So Klal Yisrael, because they are different, they cannot be betzim sholit for a length of time with someone else. And he asked it as a kasha. History is full of Russia going to somewhere and taking over this place and so on. It's always a temporary matziv. It does not last in history either or. Either they rebel or they get absorbed. And it's a rather quick process. But to have this matzav where we're Jews after a few thousand years of Golos and we're still Jews and we're still not in our country, we're still by somebody else, that's something that's very, very difficult. That's not something that happens often. And that's why the Golos is so long, because things that belong to a different framework don't cease so quickly. Because Ramzu Chazal Pekacholitz, it says when a ger comes from his Gaia, she'omlo we tell him she'ein Yisrael yicholin kalvroif tovu boil mazev loy peronis. Klai Yisrael came in kalvroif tovu upirse ki ha'olamu olam shuffle el milas aloikis. Vim Yisrael yimikab malos natsas Yisrael. And if Klai Yisrael were to appear the way they ought to, he efshezel olam vein olam gasherozeh. Klai Yisrael can't be in this world what they ought to be. They're always stuck be'etzim in a place that they don't belong. So Klal Yisrael in this world is trapped in a metzias that they don't normally have because of it. It's an unnatural thing, and it creates an unnaturally long golos and an unnatural ability to survive it. Let's talk about this a bit, because it is something that is very near to us. When you speak of the concept of golos and geula in Klal Yisrael's history, 100 years ago, when somebody was in Poland, Golos was simply a bitter, difficult period. That's what it was about. The Polish life was terrible. They repressed the Jews, Bechulu, Russian at that time. There was no Poland yet. Everything was really, really bad. And that was the metzias of Klal Yisrael and its sense of Golos. Today we have to fight for our sense of Golos. There's something unnatural about the fact that Klal Yisrael is still senses itself as Klal Yisrael within a framework that's not Klal Yisrael. Even people that are far away struggle with a certain sense. They are more than just religious of a certain persuasion of faith. They are very different than people who descended from Ukrainians. It's a very different mahalach. And on the one hand, we have to understand it's nogea to a lot of subtleties. How much do I see myself as being, this is where I am? It's not, in Poland it was very easy to see oneself as a guest. Listen, I mean, you know, you're told you're not wanted. You're told that your welcome mat has been retracted. In case that you missed the hints about it, they tossed in a pogrom or two and a whole bunch of laws what you can't do. It wasn't hard, so that was easy. And just the shaila was, you know, just believing HaKadosh Baruch Hu will someday be goalless. But here there's a certain sense of it's emotionally dependent. I mean, everything's good, everything's fine, we're living okay, and yet there's something very strangely missing. And that sense is that sense of being HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're not nivla. It's more than just we didn't get nivla. It's ki'ilu, the famous Vart Yosef Rebbe Chanan, that after World War I, when the Jews were campaigning when the Zionist movement was campaigning very strongly for Eretz Yisrael, for having a Medina Eretz Yisrael, they said, let us be like Bulgaria. Why we're different than Bulgaria? Bulgaria is a little country, it has its own little country and its own, you know, things, it got its independence. Why can't we be like that? And the Chavetz Chaim, or Rabbi Chanan writes that he says, what a terrible statement. In other words, have we waited 2,000 years to be Bulgaria? There's something about, is that what's driving us? And a person's Mizbeinin, Pesach is the time when Klal Yisrael became Klal Yisrael. It's the time when the sense of nationhood became, the sense of nationhood was born then, because we became a nation. The nationhood of Klal Yisrael is Mechayev, first and foremost, the Havana that our core being is different than others. It has obligations and possibilities of growth. No matter how hard we try, we're not going to be part of another Ummah. And no matter how hard they try, they're not going to be able to swallow us, because because our Metzias is a different Metzias. And on a level of a Yachid, unfortunately, yes, it will happen. It does happen. But on the level of a Klal, it's hard for sometimes to think on that level. But Pesach is a time when Klal Yisrael became Klal Yisrael. And it's a time when understanding these things, and sometimes in Israel is much harder when things are good to feel that way. Those are the points he's been making. So the whole musik of Matzamar, that the good and the bad of Klal Yisrael comes from one Sheirish. The mohus of Pesach is the Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that all those anhagas come from one central point, which is being Am Hashem and Am Klal Yisrael, and that is the Sheirish of both the Matzah and the Mar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I guess we'll